What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
You know, one of the most talked about matters in Cairns at the moment, or far North Queensland, is the lack of doctors. Any number of people would know about this, whereby, for whatever reason, they've gone a long time without a doctor, suddenly they get crook. And if they've got a chronic illness, they just go down to the local doctor's surgery and say, can I have an appointment? Well, you'll have to wait 3 months. Have you been here before? No, sorry, we're not taking new patients here. What do I do? Oh, well, go and get on the queue at the emergency department at the hospital. It's really so different from what it was, you know, even just 10 years ago. There is a chronic shortage of doctors in far North Queensland. And nobody seems to know what to do about it in the immediate future. Now, I've got a gentleman on the line who's an excellent communicator. And he's on the front line. I mean, he's got a medical centre out there. He's going to talk to us about, well, how this came about, and we've got to get a handle on how it did come about and how we might be able to address this issue as a community, as a region, as a state, really. Now, it says here in the Cairns Post Saturday, a Far North Medical Centre owner has declared he would like to increase his GP workforce by 40%. But he can't attract doctors to the region. This is Cairns Doctors owner, Jason Christopher. Jason said there was a definite need for more doctors in the city. Is there what? Mr. Christopher, also a pharmacist, said the shortage of medical practitioners and longer wait times was creating unnecessary stress for people. Now, this is the Earlville Clinic. Now, it was built 5 years ago with plenty of room for general and specialist medical practitioners. But the recent border closures had meant there were fewer professionals available. They're like hen's teeth, actually. Mr. Christopher said border closures had stemmed the flow of overseas doctors from entering the country who would normally be available to fill these important roles. Look, I won't go on with it because he's on the line here to talk about this matter. Local pharmacist and managing director of Cairns Doctors and Whole Life Pharmacy, Jason Christopher. Good morning.
Hey, John. How are you?
Jason, this is...
Hope everyone's well.
This is... well, sadly, they're not. If they were, we wouldn't need doctors. And the fact of the matter is, when you go out and you talk to people, it's one of the most talked about matters, isn't it? And it's only seemingly the last few years. Why has this emerged fairly recently, this relative emergency in our midst?
The more recent scenario, unfortunately, has prevailed with... And I hate to say it because it seems to be a common cop-out, but COVID has impacted, obviously, as many people and your listeners would be aware, overseas trained doctors who are wishing to move to Australia, whether it be for lifestyle, whether it be for, you know, the monetary income, whether it be for options just with our standard of living. We do have massive influx of UK doctors. We do have Indian doctors. We do have American doctors who choose to migrate to Australia to practice their chosen profession. COVID put a big injunction on that overseas influx, and over time we have slowly atrophied and lost a lot of our more senior professional doctors who've chosen to retire for whatever reason. I would be intrigued, John, if you did a survey and opened it up to your listeners, I would assure you that majority of them would have experienced in recent times a shortage or a need thereof to make a booking with delays. I think the most recent scenario is average of about 2 weeks. And as you mentioned in your early introduction, there are a lot of doctor surgeries that won't take on new patients simply for the fact that they are landlocked. They can't take any more doctor capacity on. They are patient locked. They have too much already in their billing scenario. So we don't have that at Cairns Doctors. We have the opportunity. And we foresaw this years ago, with university intakes. We did not foresee COVID, I can assure you of that. But we were concerned that in this region, specifically in the far north, that we would have a lack of doctors in the near future. And here we are right now in the precipice that ramping is going to become a problem because people will, unfortunately, and are being deferred directly through to emergency, putting a load on there for some minor ailments. We may consider them to be minor, but as a parent, if my child was sick, unwell, feverish, headaches, pains ongoing, obviously you would like to see a healthcare professional, a GP, a nurse practitioner, someone with the skill set to assist your family. For our elderly patients, it's a more immediate concern that they need monthly, if not 3-6 monthly reviews.
Yes.
That lack of professional services available in the Cairns region right now is having massive impacts on acute and chronic healthcare. And COVID with drug shortages and medication shortages. Not everyone will be aware, but a lot of your listeners who may frequent pharmacies or doctors will know that there are massive medication shortages. What you see in Coles and Woolworths is not unique in regards to flood impacts or medication shortages. We make none of these medicines in Australia. We're at the mercy of big pharma overseas supplying not just our COVID vaccinations, but pain control. There's a nationwide shortage of one of our primary pain controls, Targin, has been for about 4 to 6 weeks. Those patients can't just ask for that over the counter. They must go back to their GP to get a change of script or referral. I know the newspaper highlighted a diabetic medication and a weight loss medication that is a gangbuster. It is a game changer in regards to, diabetes, once weekly injection. That is Australia-wide unavailable. And I feel for those customers.
Wow.
I feel for the staff members who are having to deal. I'm getting 50 phone calls minimum a day. People are travelling from Innisfail. I think I mentioned this in the paper. We've got patients who are coming from Mossman and Mareeba to see GPs in Cairns because there's a lack, not just in Cairns, but in our remote rural areas. And sure, we can increase university intakes. Great. 6 years' time, we might we might see an increase in doctors available in our region. But that's too long-term. Short-term fixes, we need to open our borders. We need to put incentives in to get GPs coming further north and, helping the people of Cairns. That's what I'm about. Previously, our discussions are about chroming or juvenile, little incidents in Cairns. I am out here for the welfare of Cairns citizens, and I can't advocate enough that this is a dire issue right now, and our politicians, if they're not aware of it already, they've got blinkers on because it is a big problem. It's going to only get worse in the near future.
You're talking about the need to open borders, but they're already open. Obviously, it's going to take a while for those open borders to filter through to the countries, I presume. They become aware that the borders are open and make preparations to depart those countries, but that's also going to take months, if not years, isn't it?
Certainly does. It certainly doesn't. I was just having a discussion earlier in late last week with a pediatrician. He's German. We brought him up here from La Trobe University. Prior to that, he was at Wellington, head of their pediatric oncology. And Dr. Arna said to me, "Jace, if you hadn't have brought me here when you did 3 or 4 years ago," he goes, "and COVID hit, there was no chance that I was coming to Australia." And he's hoping to stay here long term. He's bought an apartment. He's living here. He is a valuable asset to our region. And the problem is, he's 2 months advanced bookings. Unless you get in with a referral 2 months in advance, and this is for kids specialist areas in our region, and we're going to lose potentially in the future some of our other long stay professionals in that region up here just because of retirement and stuff like that. So there's a backfill void there that we need to address now and immediately. What do we have? We only have 1 or 2 private billing dermatologists in Cairns. That's horrendous. We have a massive region and incorporating all the way up through the Cape and through the Torres Straits. We have 1 private billing, Dr. Simon Tucker, for dermatology specialists, and Rob Miller occasionally comes up from Townsville. But, we have shortages just not of the GP world, but of the specialist stuff as well. And unfortunately, this falls into the political arena that we need some sort of incentives or some sort of easement to try and get these specialist doctors, whether they're trained overseas or whether they're interstate, to move north. Otherwise, the Cairns citizens are going to continue to suffer with ongoing shortage of doctors, lack of availability for appointments, and I just build the infrastructure. I'd love to see the health services utilised, but I could take 6 more doctors on and probably still have a shortage in reality, and that's all jokes aside.
I'll stay in touch with you if that's all right, Jason, on this front, just in case there's some good news. Don't go away. This is a matter quite close to your heart. In fact, you touched on it earlier. This is a letter to the editor from Pam at Bayview today in the Cairns Post. It reads, "Good on you, Woolworths, for the very overdue initiative of locking deodorants up. Hopefully other stores will follow suit. Anything to discourage chroming is a step in the right direction." People around the CBD know about this. Do you know these kids are getting access to it? Then you'll see them staggering around in the CBD among all the itinerants, etc., that cause all those nightmares. These kids are sometimes as young as 6 and 7 and 8, and they've become victims to this crazy scourge. Talk to me about where we're going with that, Jason. I mean, Woolworths starting that by locking these things away as a beginning, but it's nowhere near enough, is it?
No, definitely not. And John, you and your listeners, more so than anybody, will be aware that 2 years ago we brought it into play, as did Brisbane CBD, where they had an issue with itinerants and juniors chroming, but we chose to remove aerosol cans and deodorants from floor shop space and simply move it to back counter so that kids would have less opportunity, one, for theft, but also to have access to that. As a deterrent, sure, it may affect some retail sales, but we've got to see the bigger picture here. If there's an availability, then they will continue to, yes, do those unfortunate behaviours. We take that away, and then hopefully it limits their access and misuse. So we chose to do that 2 years ago. If you're telling me the Woolworths has just made that decision now, drive out to some of the parks, go to the ones behind rain trees, see how many aerosol cans are thrown under trees or really? In the gutters and creeks. Even at Red Lynch, I did see some there on the roadside.
Wow.
I believe there's new crazes coming out now where they're, I don't know where the kids are bored. I'm not sure. Like I've always mentioned, it's got to be a social approach, not just a police force or injunction. We've got to address why this issue is happening. But the kids mentioned the other day about inhaling like cream cans. I've seen these massive amounts of tyre inflators, little aluminium tubes left in groups on the roadsides, and they're saying that there's another phase there where they're taking the butane out of those canisters.
Oh,
so we've got to keep these kids occupied. They're doing damage to themselves. They are frequenting in misbehaviour in record levels in our region. And car theft's just one portion of what these kids are getting up to.
Yeah.
I know I read this morning on one of the posts that in Larson Road in Red Lynch that, a young female family member woke up to find juveniles here breaking into their house, and they'd only stolen the rum bottles, but they managed to open the front door and the garage door, and thankfully they threw the keys as they ran away. But, I feel for that victim. Now they've got to feel unsafe in their house. They're lucky that they kept their cars, but there are plenty out there who haven't been that fortunate, and it's a massive impact on their life, lifestyle, their families, their safety, security. These are political issues, so we better bring it to the fray, because I don't want state pushing it to federal and federal saying, no, it's a state issue. It just needs to be addressed. It seems to be an endless discussion with us, John.
Exactly. Thank you, Jason. Jason Christopher on the line there, the local pharmacist and managing director, Cairns Doctors and Whole Life Pharmacy. 20